Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett as a result of her recent highly inappropriate comments at the George W. Bush Center on the campus of Southern Methodist University.
I think that it's very, very important to keep personal beliefs and personal convictions separate from the law.
No! The only thing a judge should care about is doing whatever she knows is right, not honoring the silly, complicated process of making laws through elections and hearings and votes and what that says. Although it's true we don't necessarily want Barrett doing what she thinks is right as a conservative Catholic, we most certainly want judges in general doing whatever they think is best, as long as it's also what we think is best. That's the whole idea of having activist judges who legislate from the bench. If we can get enough of them appointed, then it doesn't matter what the legislature does, because our values will still control how the judges enforce those laws, or not.
That is because we live in a pluralistic society, and what I think is moral or immoral is not maybe what you, Shiloh, think is moral or immoral. And we're committed to living by the laws that emerge from the democratic process, and so it's not my role as a judge to override that with my own view.
No, that's exactly the problem. Obviously, we don't support this silly notion of respecting what other people believe or what's historically been called tolerance. But, of course, due to all our ongoing work to redefine every word, that's not what tolerance means anymore. Today, tolerance means agreeing with us about which things are good, such as LGBTQ2SIA+ lifestyles, and agreeing with us about which things are bad, such as, you know, Christianity or being straight. The old idea was that you would show respect to other people's different beliefs and practices by putting up with them when you dislike them, thus allowing you and them to go on keeping your differences of opinion. The new idea of tolerance is that everyone must be coerced into agreeing with one set of beliefs and practices, namely the ones we direct, or else they're intolerant. And that's why it's so important to call out what Barrett is saying here. For example, she gets it exactly wrong on the death penalty.
I think the death penalty is immoral, but as I said, we live in a pluralistic society, and many of my fellow citizens don't agree with me, and there are many states and indeed the federal government that continue to have capital punishment.
That's totally backwards. Precisely because we, like her, oppose capital punishment, it shouldn't matter what the law or the Constitution actually says. It should only matter that it's wrong for governments to kill people. And any ruling that says otherwise is a betrayal of our values, even if that ruling is based on what the law says. She should be using her power as a justice to stop executions precisely because she, rightly, believes them to be immoral. So no, Amy Coney Barrett, you are completely wrong, and it is disturbing that you've even said such a thing out loud. The Supreme Court is just another lever of power for us to coerce people into doing what we know is right. And for that, and for misunderstanding it, we cast thee out, Justice Barrett. Or should I say, perhaps, Injustice Barrett. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we want to enthusiastically celebrate the efforts of New York Democratic Assemblywoman Amy Paulin and Senator Luis Sepulveda for filing a bill that will replace offensive, outmoded words in family law with more equitable and inclusive ones. In this case, the expunged terms are mother and father. It's about time, right? For obvious reasons, these words are very hurtful to transgender people because they perpetuate archaic and repressive gender norms by making it seem like sex assigned at birth is more important than sex affirmed by choice. Just because you have little boy bits doesn't mean you can't be a mother, and just because you have little girl bits doesn't mean you can't be a father. Obviously. And that's why the term should be dropped. From now on, New York law will refer to gestating parents instead of mothers, and non-gestating parents instead of fathers. Isn't that beautiful? Elegant, poetic. Not only does this avoid the question of whether a gestating parent might identify as a mother or as a father, making it more inclusive, but it also solves some of the confusion around same-sex marriages. For instance, when a lesbian couple is seeking post-childbirth benefits like maternity leave, obviously only one of them endured the physical effects of carrying the child, delivering it, and having to physically recover after the child eviction proceedings, or what we call birth, Well, the lesbian parent who gave the deported child is the gestating parent, and the lesbian parent who did not give the deportation, since she is obviously neither the mother nor the father, will be the non-gestating parent. Conveniently, this follows the formula already in use by Delta Airlines in their employee benefits manual. And in case some of you are new to our holy humanship, always remember that these language changes are essentially about thought control. If you cannot say the hurtful things, then you cannot think the hurtful things. And since we want people to think virtuously, we must force them to speak virtuously. And the way that begins is by making the old words seem wrong and by making the new words seem right, or just changing the meanings. It also helps to generally create an atmosphere of uncertainty around words so that people are always concerned that even the right things they knew to say yesterday may not be the right things to say today. Fear of saying anything wrong leads to self-censorship, the best form of thought control. Every step of thinking truth requires an appropriate measure of speaking truth, and when language becomes awkward, falsehood becomes unspeakable, therefore unthinkable, praise Gaia. That's why New York will now use the term parentage instead of paternity, and alleged parent instead of putative father. So much better, much better. So happy gestating parents day and happy non-gestating parents day to all who celebrate, just like words that came before, like chest feeders, lactating individuals, non-prostate owners, inseminated persons, and human milk producing people. These terms, gestating parent and non-gestating parent, are certain to usher in a whole wave of gender equity and sexual non-differentiation. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, a hearty alfalfa sprout wreath with four sprigs of non-GMO cilantro goes to English human Bonnie Lockett for her extraordinarily creative solution to the infidelity problem. After being cheated on by back-to-back male romantic partners, suffering devastating depression verging on suicide, and finding solace the only way she possibly could in an OnlyFans account, Ms. Lockett finally made the only rational choice she could. She married herself. Rather than wallowing in shame and self-pity, she enlisted a few supportive friends, put on her $20,000 designer wedding gown, gathered around the majestic coastal obelisk of irony, spoke a few heartfelt vows to herself, and put the $27,000 pear-shaped 3-carat gold yellow diamond ring onto her own left hand, saying solemnly, "I do me wed." What a beautiful act of devotion and self-commitment. By promising to love, honor, and cherish herself until death do me part, Bonnie, now Mrs. Lockett, fulfilled the deepest heart's desire we all yearn to satisfy, finding perfect companionship with her true soulmate, herself, and all without having to even change her last name. Through sickness and health, through riches and poverty, and in good times and bad, Mrs. Lockett need never be alone again because she will always, always have the companionship of her own company. Plus, she didn't need a prenup. In doing this, she has joined the ranks of many modern women who are now practicing sologamy or sologamy as a lifestyle, including Emma Watson and singer Maya. In fact, Selena Gomez may have been the first highly publicized solo wedding in 2022, although she did later cheat on herself by marrying Benny Blanco in 2025. I only say cheated because, so far as I can tell, Selena Gomez never officially divorced herself, making her both an adulterer and a bigamist. At least I think that's how this works. But aside from adding yet another letter to the holy acronym string, now proudly 43 letters long, Mrs. Lockett has really dealt a death blow to the other osexual paradigm by declaring that not only does she not need no stinking man, she doesn't need no stinking woman either. She can be fully satisfied with self-love, self-fidelity, and self-fulfillment, plus a lucrative OnlyFans page. Never has a challenge to the matrimony industrial complex been so cogently and poignantly delivered. Even if it is not good for a man to be alone, it is not merely good, but actually best for a woman to be. So kudos to you, Bonnie Lockett, for finally realizing that through all of life's ups and downs, you already have everything you need from the only person who has quite literally always been there for you, you. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.